Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is not Andrew McKay. Andrew's lying on a beach somewhere drinking rum drinks and on vacation and has some folks sitting in for him all week. And today's my lucky day in the seat. I'm Danny Zimmern.
I am Hilton Davis here sitting with Mr. Danny.
Yep, and we are having a fun time. You get sort of the old perspective and the young perspective, and they're very different in Pensacola.
No.
But one of the hosts this week is Rusty Branch from Innisfree Hotels, and Rusty is going to join us on our show today. Rusty, are you there? Good morning.
I'm here, Danny. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being you, Rusty, and thanks for all your company does. Now, having those hotels on Pensacola Beach is really, really good for Northwest Florida. Tons and tons of folks come and stay with y'all, and it's been really exciting. So tell everybody about the hotels that you all own and your part in all that.
Yeah, so we are Innisfree Hotels, but as you go to Pensacola Beach, you will not see an Innisfree Hotel. You'll see a Hilton on Pensacola Beach, a Hampton, a Holiday Inn Resort, the Marriott property, Fairfield Inn and Suites, and we also have a boutique hotel that's across the street from the beach, Surf and Sands Hotel, and you may notice it as you're driving on. It's solar panels across the top of the, so about 50% of that hotel is powered by solar.
Turn your radio down, Rusty, if you don't mind. So,
Are you getting a lot of feedback there?
We were, but it's okay. So, all those hotels on Pensacola Beach, and I know really one of my favorite weekends of the year is the Blue Angels. And your hotel, the Hilton, is so wonderful to us, and it's so much fun. But Pensacola Beach basically creates, I think it's about 30 or 40% of the bed tax dollars in the county. Is that a fair number, or is that high?
Yeah, no, it's 44% is what Pensacola Beach gives back to the Tourism Development Tax. And visitors to the county pay about one-third of our LOST. According to the HOD Center. So it's a significant economic impact.
That's fantastic. We're going to have new executive director, although not quite new anymore, Mike Burns, with us in just a little bit. But Rusty, y'all also, Innisfree Hotels, which is based here, has hotels in other cities. Tell us about those real quick.
Yeah, so we're in what I'd call 10 beach markets. We're in 5 states, 27 properties, but we're everywhere from Cocoa Beach to Myrtle Beach. We are in Orange Beach and across the Gulf Coast. Pensacola, obviously, Fort Walton, Panama City. We're in Volano Beach, which is part of St. Augustine, all the way down to Hutchinson Island. And then we have 2 non-beach hotels, one in New Orleans and one at Pensacola Airport. And so, but we're primarily a barrier island beachfront hotel company.
Well, in all those cities you mentioned, any of them have a downtown like Pensacola does?
None do. It's a differentiator for sure. One of the reasons we're so optimistic about Pensacola Beach going forward, not just Mr. Burns and what's happening at the Island Authority, not our new D4 commissioner who's really focused on tourism, Ashley Hofberger, but because of what Mayor Reeves and all the people in Pensacola are doing in the downtown, you can come to the beach and we know our guests, when they're on the beach, they're going to stay, 2-3 hours out in the beach. They get sunburnt, they've had enough of the salt water, and they're looking for other things to do. And in this community, we can say, go downtown. And it is such a wonderful downtown. What's happened in the last 10, 15 years, I think, has positioned Pensacola Beach to be one of the leading beach markets along the Gulf Coast because we can offer that amenity as a part of your beach experience.
It's fantastic, and it's a real advantage that Northwest Florida has, having a beautiful beach, but having a downtown for people to go do things in the Sanger Theater and the Bay Center and having events and hosting events. And it really is an asset, and it separates us from so many coastal communities. Even Destin has basically one road that has a bunch of restaurants, Highway 98 or 30A, And even there, you're kind of limited to where you can go, and you certainly can't get the feel for our downtown, which is, you know, just great.
Yeah. Well, you know, a few years ago, 38, for the first time, people that they surveyed said they came to 38, primary reason, not the beach, but for food, for fine dining. And so we've always lagged other markets, and we've got great restaurants on Pensacola Beach, but for some reason we lagged in terms of fine dining. But with the emergence of downtown, and a lot of people, you know, travel because of, you know, things like art and culture and all those things that ACE work on here. People travel for the beach or sports, but eating, you know, fine dining has become a huge part of that. And downtown provides that for us. It gives us, a sophisticated option for folks who want to have that, you know, one or two nights during their trip. So it truly is a differentiator, and it ticks so many boxes for our visitors.
That's fantastic. And Rusty, thank you so much for coming on, and thank you so much for all the Innisfree team does for Northwest Florida. We're super proud to have you all located here, and you're the guy out doing it all. We're going to take a break for News on the Fives. But, Rusty, thank you so much, and good luck. You're on Thursday, right?
I'm on Monday.
Monday?
Everybody will be listening.
Oh.
Monday is Christmas.
Oh, man, that's awesome. All right, thank you, Rusty Branch from Innisfree Hotels.
Thank you so much, Danny.
Yes, sir, thank you. All right, we'll take a break.
It's time for Traffic on the Fives. Let's see here, brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, you can visit watsonfirm.com. No accidents to let you know about right now. It looks like I-10, I-110, even 9 Mile and Highway 29 are not showing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
We're sharing more than ever before during the 2024 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $250 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $175,000 to help fight breast cancer in Pensacola. Get a great vehicle and support a great cause at the Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation for new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Staying healthy after 65 just got easier with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Your journey to wellness includes a customized primary care experience with Ochsner's trusted team of providers. This means more time with your care team at appointments and focus on your health needs. Plus, daily group activities, access to an on-site fitness center. Achieve your health goals with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Accepting patients at 9 Mile Road and their new location on Mobile Highway, opening soon. Visit Ochsner.org/65+-Pensacola.
That's my timer letting me know that it's time to check the slow smoke barbecue at Sonny's. It's also a reminder that it's time to book your holiday party or catering. We love to serve your business or organization a delicious prime rib to celebrate all your hard work with catering from our four locations serving the greater Pensacola area. We also have banquet rooms at our Navy Boulevard and 9th Avenue locations. And speaking of the holidays, give the gift of barbecue and a convenience of a gift card. Sweet and smoky ribs sure do make a mess of those Christmas stockings. Go to sonnysbarbecue.com to find your nearest location and all the details on our holiday catering services.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
We'll have a look at all things holiday in downtown Pensacola, including tree lights, holiday cubes, and where you can find Santa.
Santa! They have a Santa!
Thursday at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmern and
Hilton Davis
sitting in for Andrew McKay, who's laying on a beach drinking rum drinks somewhere, having fun on vacation. Whoever takes vacations in December? I guess everybody.
Yeah, we keep bringing it up, and we'll get there one day, Danny.
Yeah,
just
amen.
Give it a little time.
Hilton, we're joined by State Representative, State of Florida House member, State Representative Michelle Salzman, District 1, by the way. There's only one number one, Hilton, just so you know that. Yes. And Michelle is it. Michelle, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. I'm just glad that you recognize I'm number one.
Well, you are. There's only one number one, right?
Well, you know what second place is. It's first loser, so.
That's right. Michelle, you ran against an incumbent. You won that election. You've been reelected couple times. You represent District 1, which I like to say is north of I-10 in Escambia County. It's not completely perfectly true, but it's generally true. And you have some very, very loyal supporters, but you've risen to leadership in Tallahassee, and that's good for Northwest Florida because in the House, how many state reps does, for example, Orlando have?
Oh, my gosh. Don't be doing that geography testing and all that. No, no, no.
I think it's like 10. You know, 10 people who have Orlando's interest. We have Michelle Alexandrotti, and we had Joel Rudman in District 3, but he's now resigned to run for Congress. So, you know, Northwest Florida's contingent of elected officials is really important because as you rise in leadership, you get to do more and more. So tell everybody a little bit about how all that goes down.
Which part? The getting elected, the rising in leadership?
The rising in leadership.
Sure. So it's pretty interesting. Whenever I ran for office, I had no idea the dynamics of everything, but it turns out it's like high school. You have 4 2-year terms and you start out as a freshman, you know, just like in high school. You don't know where the bathrooms are. You don't really understand the dynamics of the relationships in the building, but you figure it out. And by the end of your first term, your first year, you kind of know where things are and you know enough to be dangerous. You know, you become a sophomore year three or year two in high school. But your second term, and now you're a little bit better. You might have an opportunity to be a vice chair. If you're really lucky, you'll become a chair, which means you get to kind of learn and understand the process of how we put bills on agenda, which obviously is important if you're a lawmaker. You want to know how it works to get a bill passed. Then you become a junior, which is where I am, and it's about the same, except a little bit more. You probably are going to be chair of a little bit more of an influential committee, or you just become chair again, and you get another opportunity to lead and to learn and understand behind the scenes. But by now, you know how it works because you did it last time, potentially, and then you do better. And then, you know, your senior year, that's when you're supposed to be chair of a big committee, which is like, you know, you have healthcare and then you have committees underneath healthcare. You have education and then you have committees underneath education. And if you file a bill or you file a money project, it has to go through the smaller committees first, the subcommittees that go underneath the big committees. And then it will eventually make it to at least one big committee. And so the big committee guys, they control what does and doesn't go in the smaller committees. So if you're a chair of a smaller committee, like in your second or third term, you tell the big committee chair you really want to hear this bill, but ultimately they get the decision. So they can say, you know what, I don't like that bill. I don't want you to do it. And then you have no choice but to not put it on agenda. So by the time you're a senior, the odds of you getting a big committee are pretty high. And that's whenever you have the most power that you will have ever, you know, while you're in the legislature. So it's the same thing as in high school. When you're a senior in high school, you get the best parking spaces, you get all the good stuff, you know, and everybody respects you and they look at you like, oh, he knows how to do things. He's the boss. So that's kind of how the legislature works too.
Michelle, stand by. We're going to do traffic on the five.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. So, Michelle, what people don't really realize is that you actually pick your speaker as a freshman, the person who's going to be in charge of your class. So everybody knows the roads everybody is going to be on. Now, they've got to continue to get reelected in their home community. And then when you get those senior leadership positions, everybody's got to be reelected, but the power really does come as you grow and grow in the legislature. When do y'all go in session?
We'll be in session in, I believe, March.
Gotcha. But
we start committee weeks in January, which is, people don't quite know the differences of that, but the best way to ask is, when do you start going to Tallahassee? And that's January for the most part. We'll do 2 weeks in January. But we actually, we've been there this, you know, November you get sworn in, and then December, which is this month, we've had some organizational stuff going on. Like, we all go tomorrow to Tallahassee, or actually tonight. Most people will arrive tonight. And fun fact, Danny, we haven't been given our committee assignments yet. So a few of us were called and said, you know, told us to go to Tallahassee on Wednesday for training. And we don't know what we're chairing. I don't know if we're getting a call today or if we're going to, you know, find out when we're all sitting in the same room tomorrow. I haven't asked any questions. I just said yes, and I'll be there. But, so session starts technically around March, but we'll be in Tallahassee because you have committee weeks, which is when we really organize and figure out what bills are going to be moving.
But the invite to go tonight is going to committee chairs or everyone?
Yes. No, we already did the everyone training.
Gotcha. Love it.
That was a week ago. Yeah, I did too, except I had no idea. I tell people I'm going to be chair of the basement, so you'll have to come visit.
Yeah, that's right. Well, those that know you, Michelle, know you get attention, and they know that you will fight for what you believe in. And it's just wonderful what you're doing for Northwest Florida. We're going to take a break in about a minute and a half. But it's just great because you go, having a person like you, you were head of the PTA, you were in the Army, you have a wonderful background to be a fighter and represent the people and care about the people. And what you've done is gone to Tallahassee and basically brought a bunch home. That's what we all want in our state rep, is to kind of bring it home. And to do that, you've got to grow. And you definitely have a big footprint.
Yeah, I've worked really hard on that. I travel the state all the time, just going to various things to support other members, to support directors and department heads. Because, you know, in a relationship, it goes both ways. If you need help, you know, they're going to help those that were there with them. So, I've worked really hard on that.
Well, one of the interesting secrets, we're down to about a minute, but one of the interesting secrets is your leadership in the state house looks to see how you're supported by your constituents. And your constituents, as head of PTA and so many other things, helping with the superintendent, you know, being appointed, and so much work you did, and so many people you know here, you're so supported, and they feel that in Tallahassee. By many of us helping you, you get to go help others, and that's where the power comes from. Michelle, can you stand by while we take a break? And when we come back, I want to talk about, you are a delegate at the Republican National Convention. Saw you on national TV in the front row. want to talk about that for just a minute, if you can stand by.
Sure.
All right, great. I'm Danny Zimmer, joined by Hilton Davis. We're in the studio for Andrew McKay. This is News Radio 92.3. We'll be here till 9 o'clock. I'm sure most people speed up to get to their office before, so they don't have to listen to us much longer. But we do have Michelle Salzman on the phone, so stand by. We'll be right back.
Jalosi, police have identified a 15-year-old girl as the shooter that opened fire on a Wisconsin Christian school yesterday, killing one student and a teacher before taking her own life. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
A second grade student called 911 to report a shooting had occurred at school. Don't let that soak in for a minute.
Six others, including five students, were injured. Still no word on a motive, but police say the shooter was a student at the school. The Biden administration will brief the House Intelligence Committee on the mysterious drone sightings. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby.
We assess that the sightings to date include a combination of lawful commercial drones, hobbyist drones, and law enforcement drones.
That briefing is set for 2 p.m. Eastern. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 55 degrees. It is clear skies in Pensacola right now. The search for the body of Hunter Slezak has been suspended by officials in Mobile County. Sheriff Paul Birch says his office exhausted all of their efforts in the water, air, and with divers. Slezak was on a boat with his father, Michael Slezak, and Sam Woolley. The shrimp net on that boat snagged and pulled the boat underwater. Michael Slezak and Sam Woolley's bodies were both recovered. The search for Hunter now has been ongoing since late November. There is an investigation underway after several gunshots were fired last night in Pensacola. That happened on Davis Highway outside of the New Asian grocery store. No gunshot victims were found at the scene so far. No arrests have been made. We've got an update on the racist graffiti from Milton High School last month. Three men are now charged with trespassing on school grounds. Officials report that 21-year-old Colby Rutherford, 19-year-old Tristan Maddox, and 20-year-old Colin Kuhn were arrested and released this week. The vandalism happened in late November. It was reported by a school employee after the racist messages were found on doors and windows at the school. The suspects were captured on surveillance footage, entering the school grounds and defacing the building after hours. Pensacola Beach lifeguards have now gone high-tech. Beachgoers can receive alerts about surf and beach conditions to their phones. The lifeguards have launched the Pensacola Beach Warning Flag Text Alert Notification System. If you'd like to receive those alerts, text PBFLAGS to 888-777. A bill Rick Scott says will punish corrupt politicians is one step closer to becoming law. Senator Scott announcing yesterday his No Corruption Act has passed the House and is headed to the president's desk. Scott says the bill prevents members of Congress from collecting taxpayer-funded pensions if they're convicted of a felony related to public corruption, even if they appeal. Current law says they keep their pensions pending an appeal of their felony conviction. Scott says this allows some politicians to keep collecting their pensions while dragging out the appeals process for years. If President Biden signs the bill, it'll become law. Lawmakers and residents say they want answers about all the drone activity recently reported in the U.S.
Unidentified object insider and podcaster Stephen Diner says he is concerned that the drone activity is escalating.
When it comes to September, this has been happening longer than that. New Jersey grabs the headlines, but a lot of people don't remember that this was also happening over Virginia, Langley Air Force Base, just recently over the weekend, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio.
Drones and mysterious lights have been reported in several states, including New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Connecticut, California, and Oregon. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the reason there's so many drones is that in September of 2023, the FAA changed the rules so that drones could fly at night. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And a meeting today may be the key to the Tampa Bay Rays' future. The Pinellas County commissioners will be meeting to discuss whether to issue the bonds needed to build a new baseball stadium in St. Petersburg. The St. Petersburg City Council already voted to issue the bonds for their portion of that stadium deal. If there is a vote today, it might be tight. The Tampa Bay Times reports only 3 of 7 county commissioners are publicly in favor of that stadium deal. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. We just had an accident happen at Lillian Highway and Bauer Road. It's a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblocks, so definitely want to plan around that one. Other than that, I-10, I-110 is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Plenty of sunshine today with a high near 74 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 58 degrees. For Wednesday, 20% chance of a few pop-up showers, high near 75. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 52. Slight cool down for that Thursday, high near 68 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 45. Stay connected at Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we've got 55 in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, 50 in Milton. Our next news is at 7. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields moved slightly higher this morning as investors look to economic data due ahead of the Federal Reserve's next interest rate decision. The yield on the 10-year Treasury was up by over 2 basis points at 4.418%. NVIDIA shares have fallen in pre-market trade as Broadcom continued its rapid surge higher. Broadcom shares have rallied 40% in the last 5 days. In contrast, NVIDIA has fallen 5%. Despite NVIDIA's recent fall, its stock is still up more than 160% for the year. Broadcom has risen more than 120% in the same time frame. TikTok has asked the Supreme Court to block a law that would effectively ban the social media app in the U.S. by January 19th if its Chinese owner ByteDance does not sell the company. On the same day, President-elect Donald Trump met with TikTok CEO at Trump's Florida residence. Futures are slightly lower. Monday, the Dow Industrials lost 110. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Classes start January 10th. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmerman and Hilton Davis sitting in for Andrew McKay. And we're joined by State Representative District 1, Michelle Salzman. Michelle, we have about 5 minutes left.
Number one.
There's only one number one. And we talked a little bit about your rise in power as you were a freshman for 2 years, a sophomore for 2 years, and now you're in your junior two seasons in Tallahassee. And do you have any, and it's great because you're going to get leadership, you just don't know what yet, but do you have any bills that you're interested in getting approved this year?
So just a couple. I've been telling folks, I don't know if I really want to carry 7 bills this year, because I don't really carry bills that lobbyists bring to me. I usually carry bills from the community, and those are so hard to get across the finish line because you don't have the paid professionals running around behind the scenes. It's just you against the world. But we're doing term limits. We're going to do county commissioner term limits again this year. Met with Blaze, Senator Angolia, and the governor's office and the speaker and folks. And so we're definitely bringing back term limits for county commissioners. We're going to start out with 8 years. No retroactivity, of course, but we're looking at 8 years. And then if you have a county that's already put it on the ballot for 12, we're going to require them to put it back on the ballot for 8.
Michelle, turn your radio down a little if you can.
Who?
It sounds like you have your radio on.
No.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Term limits, keep going.
Yeah, so, and then the next one is going to be mandatory driver's education.
Wow.
Interesting. Yeah. So we have worked it out with just about every stakeholder, and I think we have landed on requiring the classroom portion for all drivers under the age of 18.
Wow, that's fantastic.
That's great.
That's fantastic.
Yep. So that's what we're doing right now.
And Michelle, part of being in leadership is helping and your other members and oftentimes your party, and you were a delegate at the Republican National Convention this past year, and we saw you on the front row. How did you end up in the front row?
My people are so crazy. They put me there.
It's awesome.
They put me there. The first day I was like, I don't belong right here. And I went over to Evan, which is the party chair, and said, Evan, where do you want me? And he goes, well, where you are. And I said, no, but really, because I look over and I'm sitting right next to the Trump family, like right next to me. And I ended up being with them. And then the next day I went down there and I said, what do you want me? He said, you're staying on the front row. So it was a lot of fun, but it was also a lot of responsibility because I was in charge of hyping the crowd. So I'd have to turn around and get Florida going, and Florida would get the entire stadium going. So it was a lot of pressure.
Well,
cameras
number
were
one,
always
right?
Watching.
Yeah. Well, it was great. And you represented Northwest Florida and Florida, frankly, at that. And it was great.
Yeah. And now we're going to the inauguration.
That's going to be fantastic. And I was just getting there. So we have about a minute left. So Michelle, has our governor and our president elect, have they made up?
I would say they're trying.
Well, we saw Governor DeSantis with President-elect at the Army-Navy game. And so that was a signal to me that they're in the process of making up.
Well, you know, it's interesting because a lot of people ran against President Trump. A lot of people were not on Trump's team, and now they're in Trump's cabinet or in his close proximity. Vivek, even Elon, you know, launched DeSantis' campaign on his platform. So, I mean, I think it's just a matter of time that we all come together and create that unity that President Trump had touted across the United States when he was running for reelection. And I'm hopeful that we can have that unity because as a lawmaker in a state where you have a president and a governor that don't get along, it's very difficult.
Well, Michelle, we're going to take a break in just a second, but I'm just going to tease the world, but I am sort of hearing that there are actually drones in Northwest Florida in the last night or two. Are you hearing any of that? Can't talk about it too much, but
I yes, sir. Yep, there was a video from them last night, 7:30.
In Northwest Florida.
In Pensacola.
It's very interesting. We got to get to the bottom of that. All right. Thank you, Michelle Salzman, Florida House, District 1, right here in Northwest Florida, representing Northwest Florida loud and proud, and District 1 especially in Tallahassee. Thank you, Michelle, for being on with us.
Thank you.
All right. How about a little traffic on the fives?
That's right. We're still dealing with a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock that happened at Lillian Highway and Bauer Road. That's causing some major delays there. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
If a new Volkswagen is on your holiday wish list, there's no better time than now to sign and drive a new VW home for the holidays. Yep, the Sign and Drive event at Peakmore Imports offers you the 2025 Atlas and 2025 Atlas Cross Sport, both available for a 36-month lease with zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first-month payment. It's as easy as signing your name and making room under your tree or your driveway. Plus, the 2024 Tiguan and Taos crossovers are also available to sign and drive home for the holidays. And the 2024 VW Jetta SEL is now discounted a full $3,000, bringing its sale price to a low $28,450. The holidays are here, and the Peakmore Imports family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sign and Drive is for a 36-month lease for qualified customers through PCI. Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. No security deposit. Example lease for a 2024 Tiguan S is $379 a month for 36 months. Discounts on Jetta before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Offers valid to January 2nd, 2025.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Find the perfect gift for every gun enthusiast at Jim's Firearms. From the precision-loving sharpshooter to the adventure-ready outdoorsman, they've got something for everyone. Equip Mr. Tactical with the latest accessories or surprise the concealed carrier with stylish options for safety and comfort. Don't forget the high-tech Target Master and the noob just starting out would greatly enjoy the Mantis shooting system. The Man Caver and the Kid at Heart will love their unique gifts too. Can't decide? Get a gift card. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento and Blue Angel Parkway.
Visit Prim & Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim & Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
This is Wendy with Barbary Plumbing wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Brandon Cherry.
And Taylor Cartwright.
We're the owners of the Culver's here in Pensacola and Milton. Just wishing everybody happy holiday season.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Hi, this is James Zirkel with Seville Power and Lawn Equipment wishing you happy holidays.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and I usually hang out in the newsroom at News Radio 92.3. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
All aboard!
I.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmern and Hilton Davis, my sidekick this morning, sitting in for Andrew McKay, who's laying on a beach somewhere, sipping rum drinks, fruity rum drinks probably, with an umbrella.
What a good life, right?
Yeah, what a good life. Mm-hmm. And here we are. We came on at 5, so we've made it about halfway.
Yeah, look at us.
Pretty
look
good. Us. And we've learned a fair amount about all sorts of different things. It's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
You know? So I think we have Mike Burns on the phone. So we've had a bunch of our friends and guests. And now we have the famous, infamous Mike Burns, not the new executive director of the Santa Rosa Island Authority, because it's been about a half a year.
Well, good morning, Danny. It's a 16:20 kind of day.
Perfect. We had Rusty Branch on, yeah. And he talked about Pensacola Beach and everything going on out there and their hotels. But as executive director for the Island Authority, there is a ton you're involved in, I understand. And Pensacola Beach is really the gem of the Gulf Coast, I think, if you ask most people. Don't you agree?
100%, Danny. Probably 110%. We just love Pensacola Beach. As the sun's coming up over the island right now, it's just a beautiful day out here. Birds are flying, the water's nice and calm. And we're just getting ready for a great holiday season. I want to wish you, Tanya, Hannah, and Woody a great holiday season, along with your brothers, Billy, Sam, Emily, and Beverly. We just hope y'all have a great season. And we want you to come out and enjoy the beach, and there's all kinds of great things going to be going on at the beach. You know, we've already had a boat parade and our Christmas holiday parade on the beach, but we got our fireworks going to go off on New Year's Eve at midnight, and then come join us for the Polar Bear Plunge on January 1st, right before you get ready for a couple bowl games.
Wow, that'll be awesome. Where does the plunge happen?
Right there at Paradise on Pensacola Beach, right there on the back on the intercoastal.
Wow, that's going to be something.
Do we have any idea on the water temp for that day?
What's that, Danny?
No, Hilton asked about what's the water temperature going to be.
Well, right now it's about 64, 65 degrees, so you can tolerate it. You can tolerate it.
Well, Mike, I know you are kind of drinking out of a fire hose, and you're out promoting Pensacola Beach and looking to make some big improvements. We're excited, of course. You mentioned New Year's Eve. I'm sure the hotels will be full out there, and it'll be great, and a bunch of special events. And then Mardi Gras comes up, and it leads into a really interesting season. Spring break is probably naturally busy on Pensacola Beach, but Mardi Gras is very late this year. The parade on Pensacola Beach is going to be on Sunday, March the 2nd. And then on Tuesday starts the Sun Belt Basketball Tournament. We're going to have Ray Palmer on a little bit to talk about that. But, boy, it's a busy time, and a lot of people go to Pensacola Beach. Rusty Branch told us that 44% of the bed tax collection happens on Pensacola Beach.
Oh, that's true, Danny. We're really the engine for Escambia County. Actually, District 4, Ashley Hopkerger's district, is the engine for District 4 because she has the airport, she has downtown Pensacola, and she has Pensacola Beach. And we are the producer of the revenue for Escambia County. And Danny, so you're right about that. You know, the Sun Belt Conference is one of my favorite things to go see in Pensacola. But right before that, this year, we're going to have a new special event on Pensacola Beach. We're going to have Oil Week on Pensacola Beach, and that's going to start right before the Mardi Gras parade. That week before, we're going to have sailors from all over the world coming out and enjoying the waters of Pensacola Beach and the Intercoastal. It's going to be a great time. Come out and watch some world-class sailors on Pensacola Beach enjoying what they do on their foil boards.
That's great. We're going to have Tim Reich on in the 8 o'clock hour, and he's going to talk about that. Pensacola worked hard. The tourism industry, the city of Pensacola, the county commission, and even Triumph worked hard. The Triumph board, which is BP money, oil spill money, to help get American Magic here. And it turns out here in Northwest Florida, we have the best foiling location in the country, maybe the world.
That's right, Danny. That's right. Got to give hats off to Tom Pace, an old Cavalcade Crusader. And Auburn grad, he's helping head that up. So it should be a great time. And, you know, Danny, we just got back from Las Vegas. You wouldn't think. Pensacola Beach in Las Vegas. Well, they had the International Conference of Air Shows in Las Vegas about a week ago. And we went out there and secured some new acts for the Blue Angel Air Show for Red, White, and Blues on Pensacola Beach this summer. And so you're going to want to come out, maybe put a little note in somebody's Christmas stocking this year, a little stocking stuffer, invite them out to Pensacola Beach for the air show and see three new performers at the Pensacola Beach Air Show this summer.
Wow, that is going to be awesome. I can't wait to hear the announcement of all that. And I also wouldn't mind seeing Mike Burns in Las Vegas.
Well, some things need to stay in Vegas, Danny.
Yeah. Well, hopefully what happens in Vegas is airplanes and air shows come to Pensacola Beach. So hopefully that all works out, but I know it will under your leadership. Mike, hold on. We're going to do traffic on the fives.
That's right. One accident to let you know about, still dealing with the one on Lillian Highway and Bauer Road. That's causing some major delays in the east and westbound direction. So just make sure you schedule an extra 15, 20 minutes with that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We're joined by Mike Burns, executive director of the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Been on the job about 6 months, and Pensacola Beach was great before. It's going to continue to grow and be great. Mike, are there any drones flying over the beach at night mysteriously?
You know, Danny, we haven't seemed to have that problem out here on Pensacola Beach. Even though it is unrestricted airspace from 0 to 500 feet, we don't really have that type of problem. We have a couple of people that like to send their drones up and get a little view, maybe even when the surf's good on Pensacola Beach. They're taking a couple pictures. And to that, I want to pass my condolences on to Mark Anderson's family, Peggy and Bo and Sunday. Mark passed away on Sunday out in the surf at Fort Pickens, and I just want to pass my condolences on and have our prayers for him and his family.
Certainly.
For him passing away.
Yep. So any big challenges you're working on that you want to talk with our listeners this morning about? I know traffic, parking, there's all sorts of interesting things happening on Pensacola Beach, and you're at different stages, I'm sure.
Well, you know, Danny, the biggest issue that we're having right now is the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority is doing a little jigging project out on Pensacola Beach on the south side of Villa de Luna. They're replacing some piping as they connect it into the water treatment plant behind Native Cafe and the little shopping center right there. So that's going to cause a little bit of delays. It was an obstacle for the Christmas parade, but Lieutenant Barnes does a great job out there with the Sheriff's Department, and he's one of Chip's guys, and they just know how to manage things. We don't have any problems on Pensacola Beach. We have challenges and obstacles, and we overcome them all.
I love that. And you have with Ashley Hoffberger, new county commissioner, and Steve Stroberger, new county commissioner, you have a couple of new Island Authority board members, and I think Pensacola Beach is pretty happy about that.
Oh, yeah, Danny, that's a great thing. We have Lizzie Timothy. Lizzie used to be one of the Elizabeth Timothy's, her formal name, but Lizzie Timothy,
federal judge.
She's on the board now. She's a federal magistrate on Pensacola in downtown Pensacola. She retired from that position, so she's serving her community. She lives on the beach, her and her husband, Edward, and she's going to do a great job on the board. And then, of course, Bruce Childers. Bruce is a longtime Pensacola resident. Him and Pam also have a place on the beach. That's Pam Childers, the clerk of the comptroller. It's just great to have them there. They have an interest in the beach. They want to see the beach be successful. And they're very successful people, and they're going to make sure that Pensacola Beach is successful as well.
Perfect. Well, Mike Burns, Santa Rosa Island Authority Executive Director, thank you so much for being on with us. Pensacola Beach is in really good hands, and we look forward to seeing you out there really soon and with getting our toes in the sand.
Sounds good, and happy holidays to all the 16 and 20 Christmas.
Thank you, Mike. All right. I'm Danny Zimmer, joined by Hilton Davis, and we will be right back.